Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast your government warned you about, if your government is North Korean, that is. The man in front of me, the legend, the myth, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend over there
is happy to be here, really.
How you doing, guys?
I see your balls hanging down. Hey,
are you serious? Loose
sweatpants. Oh, yeah. You've got the fucking...
You've got the gooch. Yeah.
Gooch my gooch.
Yeah. Before we start the podcast, I want to say if people listening would like to have a podcast and you're like, I need a studio, I need someone that knows what he's doing to record it for me, you have your podcast that you're renting out to the public.
Then. The Mike Ward Theater of Dreams is now available for other people to rent. So far, so good. Poseidon is the main producer there. We might have to add on someone else because there's more people than anticipated that want to be podcasters. But we're all set up now, latest in technology.
Okay.
So I'm very happy about it. That's why it looks nice and everything's recorded properly. You get your little video or your audio later and you can do whatever the hell you want with it. So bookingpodcaststudio@gmail.com is the website, well, no, the email rather, to send your inquiries. Or you could find the link if you go to my website, pantelscomedy.com. Links are in the description. Or reach out directly to Poseidon online. He'll hook you up.
Yep. And when if people sign up, or not sign up, but rent it, they get, like they say in French, clé en main.
So, they don't, because people are like, do I have to like do this? No, yeah. You walk in, Poseidon does the live thing for you, the live production for you, and then you get the video that you just recorded and a separate audio track in case you just need audio, whatever it is, and you can do whatever you want with it. If you want to take it and add a new, like an intro, credits, or whatever, do whatever you want. We give you the proper video and we don't hold it hostage.
Okay.
You get it right away.
Excellent. Yeah. And if you're too dumb to upload it to YouTube,
oh, Poseidon will hook you up. Okay. I'll let you know what's,
and it's super easy.
Oh, that's easy. The hard part is the production. You need a producer.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. We take care of the hard part. The easy part is put it up wherever you want after.
And even like, because people are like, oh no, but podcast for the audio with the RSS feed. But now there are so many. Like, it used to be there was just SoundCloud.
There's Anchor where you could upload just a video file and it'll send it to Spotify video and audio.
Oh,
it'll take care of it. Don't worry, that will hook people up if they need, if they really can't Google it.
Yeah,
but we're the podcast kings. We know what we're doing.
Excellent, excellent, very cool.
All right, Poseidon, you wanted to talk about something that we missed on the last recording.
Yes,
kidnapping.
A kidnapping of my little dog.
For real though, really? Or are you exaggerating?
She held her hostage for a little bit.
A woman actually stole the dog.
So what happened was
from where?
She didn't steal it. Well, because.
Well, I held her hostage for a little bit. Is stealing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, what happened is because my mother started working a lot again because she couldn't before because of the pandemic and shit. But now she's working a lot, so the dog grew very attached.
As a bus driver?
Bus driver, numerous things. She works in the construction as well, but like cleanup, not actual construction.
So construction, bus driver, all lady jobs.
Yeah, and very feminine.
My mom is a large woman that can beat most men up.
Okay. She's a lady.
Classy woman. And she even does babysits old people and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. So she started
working. Do they want to be babysat?
Yes. No. They
I'm your babysitter, Olga. Like, I didn't order a babysitter. You ordered the babysitter.
And
I'm not a baby. You are the day.
And but the thing is, because she was home a lot during
the
pandemic.
It's called babysitting, but you're not. You don't have to sit on me.
Yeah, yeah. Are you just sitting the whole time? It's babysitting. I'm sitting, baby.
Goddamn.
All right. So now she works.
Now she works, but the dog grew very attached to my mother even more. She was already very attached, but even more because of the pandemic, because she was home all the time.
Yeah. Right?
So the dog, every time my mother leaves now, she gets anxious. So because she's anxious, she barks a lot.
It was my homie, yeah.
So yeah, exactly, basically. And but because she's barking a lot now, it's getting very annoying for the neighbors. So there's this lady friend of hers.
More annoying than your mom yelling at the kids. Yes.
Nonstop? Oh yeah, that's yeah. true. Yeah.
Well, because she'll bark at like late at night and shit too.
Okay. For no reason. Your mom or the dog?
The dog. The okay. dog. She's just okay. there. She's upset that my mother isn't there, so she's just literally at the window barking.
Okay.
Wow. You know. Which is a sad thing.
Wait,
you know?
Barking yeah. at strangers or barking, barking into the
just
night?
Just barking into
hoping
the night.
Hoping your mom hears it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is very sad.
Yeah,
and and what she did
and
was.
And where are your brothers? Don't they live there too?
No, all my brothers are like moving out and shit.
Oh shit!
But
okay.
even with my other brother there, she's so attached to the dog that
she hates the other brother.
That no, she still looks for my mom.
But she's not gonna bark everywhere. She'll be distracted by the brother.
But him too, he's not there because he works a lot.
That's
as well.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if
yeah.
he was there,
yeah.
Even at night, no, she still barks even when
okay,
he's there.
Okay.
So she left it at this lady friend of hers that owns the building. So even if the dog barks a lot. Nobody can tell her shit because she owns the building, so she'll tell people, go fuck yourself.
This does not sound like a kidnapping.
At all. Your mom gave her the dog.
Yes, she gave her the dog. So then the dog started seeing her, but this lady is... how do I put it in a nice way?
A bitch.
That too, okay. And a little bit crazy.
Okay.
Right.
That's
so,
what you're having trouble saying? So you dress like a mental patient. Why would that be?
So
one of you.
She's a bit of a. She's a yeah.
She's a one of us.
and what happened was my mother would go and see her, take her out for walks and shit in the beginning. All was well, but eventually, what happened was this is how it was explained to me.
So the dog lived with the lady all the time.
She has other dogs
and
as well.
Your mother was like being like a bad father.
Just basically,
coming in every other day.
Yeah.
I got a present for you.
But then eventually, this lady goes, you know what? I'm not allowing you to see the dog anymore because the dog is anxious when you leave. So it's bad for her. But my mom's like, no. The dog, like, she's attached. Yeah, but it's normal when, like, when I leave. But she's happy when I'm back and shit, right? So it was for a few weeks, she wouldn't let my mother see her dog. And my mother called me and she told me this. And I threatened the lady, but I didn't threaten directly.
But I get what the lady's saying. Because your mom was like, the dog is anxious.
Wait, your mom would just show up and see it for five minutes?
And then,
no, not for 5 minutes. She would hang out there for a while and chill with the dog and bring her on walks and shit.
That's not good.
Yeah, not
that's
good.
You can't put your kid up for adoption
and then show
and
up.
Then
oh no! It was
go,
temporary.
Hey!
Oh no!
I bought tennis rackets.
Oh no! It was temporary. It's temporary until they move to another place.
Who moves?
My mother. Who's to a place where they accept pets.
Now she's at a place where they don't accept pets?
Exactly. Well, allegedly.
What are you talking about? I thought she's at the place you've always been.
Yeah, she is.
That's where the dogs always live.
Yeah. But now they're threatening and shit.
Because it's barking all the
time. Yeah, exactly. It's a lot. I can't get too into too many details.
Okay, because the story doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Now, and your mom, when is she moving? Next year?
I don't know.
Yeah, none of this sounds like you might be the bad guy.
Yeah, everything. I feel bad for this lady.
Yeah, and the dog.
Yeah,
the dog's.
Well, I feel bad for the dog. Yeah, the dog's going through it.
Yeah.
But she threatened to be like, "No, you can't see the dog anymore." Blah blah blah. There's that.
Well, and she said you can't see the dog until you move.
But it's
out
not her dog.
No. Or she said, "This is my dog now."
Basically, well, not like that, but like she was like, "No, I'm not letting you see the dog," which is still a fucked up thing to do, bro.
It's somebody else's dog, bro.
100%.
Yeah,
but. You giving her the dog is also like all this.
She asked her to babysit the dog.
Nothing in that story works.
Yeah.
No, but she asked her to babysit the dog until they find the new place.
I wouldn't have.
But that's crazy because there's no actual timeline. That could be 3 years from now.
Yeah. No. She gave it's soon. She's looking to move out soon and shit.
She's looking to move out soon.
Yeah,
but she doesn't have. It could be.
They're actively looking for a place.
Next July.
No, they're actively looking for a place.
Because when someone, that's like if you go, hey, can you watch my seat? You watch my seat and I'm just going to the bathroom. And then after 4 hours, you're like, where is this fuck?
No,
fuck
it's
that
it's
guy.
You're like, how come you didn't watch my seat?
No, it's not to that extent.
But watch my dog. The time it takes me to get an apartment means calm down, sexy.
Yeah. it's too vague. Like it's too
you
open.
You gotta go. Hey,
I'm
gonna get an apartment. For sure, I'm moving out before. November.
She probably gave all those details, but she didn't give them to me because I just heard parts of the story.
Okay,
basically, but she's given all those details, and they're actively looking for like new places.
Her and her boyfriend.
Yes.
So where's the dog now?
So the dog is at this lady's place, and I got very angry, and I told her if she doesn't let you see the dog, I will come over there and burn her house down.
Yeah, kill the dog. The house. Yeah. No one's gonna have it. My mom can't have it.
Without the dogs.
And the house that this lady lives in the same building.
The same building.
Different building, okay. And she lives with many dogs. Yes. So you were gonna just kill a lot of other dogs.
No, I was going to kidnap the other dogs and then burn the building.
No, you weren't. No, you don't have that work ethic. We're all aware.
Of course I do.
At all.
You were gonna end up burning her living room and killing 11 dogs.
You can't even put on a full shirt.
Anyways, I got mad. Go fuck yourself. Anyways, I got very upset, and after I got very upset, now she's letting her see the dog again.
Okay, but what's the story now with the dog? Does the dog live there for good? Is that
no, not for good. Just until they find a new place, and then
where does your mom's boyfriend live?
I don't know, actually.
That's good. It's a good.
I haven't been keeping. Well, because here's
does
the thing:
does he live in the same neighborhood?
I think so. Well, here's the thing: the
he doesn't work the same hours.
My family.
As your mom?
Couldn't he just come over?
Yeah, and watch the dog when
he's he works crazy hours.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just I haven't been keeping in too much in touch with my family.
So anywhere
anymore.
Your mom goes, that dog's gonna be barking all night alone.
Yeah, because the reason why the dog's barking is because your mom is never home. So if she finds a new apartment,
and she's never
she's
home.
Still not gonna be ever home. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that dog's fucked.
Yeah, poor dog.
Yeah, I don't know what to do, but because the thing is,
you're not allowed to have dogs.
No, she but and also
and he has a cat already.
Yeah. That's why they make a fun family.
But she also. Never took my advice to train the dog from the get-go.
Like to get him cut?
Lifting weights?
No, just... like train so
the,
she doesn't...
You want the V to go to his cock?
But like train so she doesn't
Adam
bark.
Dog.
So she doesn't bark at strangers. So she just fucking bark.
It's not too late, though.
She's
you
old.
You just have to give the dog away.
There's a guy I met that he's a you know how
but then my mother's gonna fall into depression.
Usually trainers,
your mother never sees a dog already.
No, she does all the time.
Usually trainers,
I don't know during the day. I don't know her daily schedule.
But you say she doesn't live with the dog anymore.
Yeah, she gave it to her friend, which is one block away.
And she goes and visits the dog
every day.
God damn, that must be annoying.
For the walks?
For the lady.
Oh, but she's unemployed. Yeah. She doesn't care. That's her thing. She's like a cat lady, but like with dogs.
Yeah, but now she's a cat lady with dogs
and
your mom.
Yeah, he gets it.
Does she put out a plate on the balcony for your mom?
It's just mortadella.
But still, no, my whole thing is it's so fucked up to say that to somebody about their
all
dog,
of the, 100%, but this whole thing is fucked up.
Look, it's all fucked up. It's a sticky situation. It's kind of like the situation you were in with your dog and you had to move out and shit.
Not at all like the situation with my dog. I didn't give my dog away. I just took my dog and moved out.
She didn't give it away.
Yeah.
She, you know, the dog is being baby. It's like daycare.
Well, no, it lives there.
Yeah, temporarily.
That's not daycare.
Yeah, but it's okay.
It's a foster.
It's
home.
A summer camp, bro.
No, it's a foster.
It's a foster home. It's not a summer camp. It's a foster home.
Yeah, it's
no, but it's
a
temporary until she finds a new place. And
yeah, foster home. The dog's being fostered.
Yeah,
yeah, but not like permanently.
Yeah, so it's a foster home.
Yeah,
it's not a forever home.
Yeah,
yeah, it's in a foster home,
and it's the same as kids. Usually, kids when you're 18, they set you free.
Yeah,
and when you're a dog, you die. So it's the same.
Same.
But yeah. What a poor dog.
Yeah. Poor dog, and poor my mom as well, because her too, like she couldn't see her for a while and she was sad.
Yeah, they get attached.
Yeah. My mother's like super attached to the dog as well. Like,
and there was no problem up until she's changed her work hours because the dog barks at night.
Up until she started working a lot, yeah.
You know what you should do? Because you were, at first when she was dating that guy, worried that is he doing this for the papers and blah blah blah. He should pay for everything, and she should be like a stay at home mom with the dog.
Oh, that'd
and then
be
you'll see if he loves her for real. If he's willing to pay for everything,
negotiate that.
Yeah,
but I haven't been getting too involved in my family affairs. I've kind of backed off.
He only intervened for dog politics.
Okay. I only intervened because it made me super sad to hear that. And
yeah, it's
angry.
Very sad. Imagine it's your dog and something.
Yeah, exactly. That's
dog.
What I thought. So I got super pissed.
But what's fucked up is it's fucked up both ways because
it
like
is fucked up both
it's
ways.
Fucked up, you know. It's my dog, but then it's like, yeah, you gave me your dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she knows it's temporary as well. Like, anyways, they're close friends.
I know, but that's the
a
thing.
A lady that has 14 dogs doesn't get what temporary means.
Yeah, and also
those are all temporary dogs.
Those are all temporary dogs, and also
but it's like how you drop off your dog at your mom's place, like where you were on vacation.
Yeah, I drop it off vacation. On vacation, or I drop it off for her to hang on, and then I pick her up at night.
Yeah, well, my mother dropped off her dog.
No, she didn't drop it off. She never picked it back up again. She abandoned
it. Yeah, but she is going to pick it back up again.
I know, but that hasn't happened.
But that's not abandoning.
It kind of is.
It kind of is.
No, it isn't.
It is the dog 100%. The dog feels abandoned.
Because dogs don't have a concept of time.
Yeah.
So if you leave your dog at 8 in the morning, you come back at 5.
Thinks you're gone for a year.
Your dog is like, God damn, you've been gone for a month.
Yeah, when my dog saw me when I came back, she was fucking having a boo-boo, shaking, going crazy. In her head, she's like, fuck, he's back. I thought he died.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so this dog fucking...
Yeah, but she has no choice because then she'll lose the other joint and then my brother lives at that joint.
But she's moving anyway.
Yeah, and I thought your brother's leaving too.
No, the other brother left. He lives with his girlfriend. But the other brother wouldn't have a place.
I thought you said they both moved out. That's what you told us at the beginning of the story.
Yeah, you started with they both moved
out. No, my mother moved out actually. Sorry, one of my brothers and my mother moved out.
Your mother moved out?
Yep.
Where does your mom live?
With her boyfriend.
Well, what the fuck?
She abandoned the dog.
She abandoned the kids and the dog.
High five.
Yeah, she abandoned everyone.
She's finally getting it. God, she's living life. Oh, no wonder the story didn't make sense.
She pulled the
Your mother
the
abandoned
Gus.
The dog and the... Okay.
She pulled the
she didn't abandon.
Hold on. So the dog is not allowed where it used to live. The dog is not allowed to live in the new place where she lives. They don't allow dogs.
Both places.
The other place?
No, the old place.
Yes.
The dog lived there for years.
Yes, but she wasn't barking as much.
They can't. There's nothing they could do, bro. They could try. By the time they kick your mom out, it'll be 2 years from now.
But it's mostly my brother that kind of kicked my mother out because he was like, he was taking over a lot of place. He was complaining a lot that my mother would get into his affairs.
Okay, he was having like, a lot of affairs.
No, like tell him what to do and shit. And he didn't like it. He's a grown ass man now and shit and blah, blah, blah. And so it's kind of more like my brother kicked my mother out.
So why didn't you? But
so my mother took it as an opportunity. Now that she's dating, so I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna dip.
Yes, okay. Leave the she apartment to my brother.
Yeah, no, but hold on. Hold on. The way you guys
you
make
can't,
it seem,
you can't move and give your dog away at the same time.
Be like,
and pretend
the
like
here.
It's what the fuck? She kidnapped my dog. Yeah.
No, but because the agreement between them both was it's temporary until.
Yeah,
I
that's
find
the agreement of two people who aren't thinking.
Yeah.
You make an excellent
There's
point.
Literally no thought in that. Yeah.
No one.
I'm giving it to you temporarily. It's like, I can pick it up today. No, it's going to live there until me and my boyfriend find a new place to live because I just moved out of the current place to live because my son. Bro, it's so convoluted.
It is.
In Quebec, rents renew July 1st.
That's what I'm saying.
We're very far from July 1st. So this lady.
I personally, my educated guess, your mom and her boyfriend are not moving out before the summer.
Before July.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Educated guess, knowing them. And you know them too. That's why you said really in a fake way. Said really. Like that was a fuck, I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, so you know.
But the thing is, I've normally been.
If she loved the dog for real though, she'd take the dog and then bring him to the boyfriend's and then they'd
he
get
lives with
kicked
us now.
Out.
Oh, yeah. She can't. It's an old folks home.
But she what? Can
wait. How does he live in an old folks home? If he,
bro, don't ask, bro. I don't know, bro. It's comp, bro.
It's an old folks home.
Do you understand me when I tell you I does don't get involved
wear,
in my family's affairs anymore?
Does
I
he
don't
have to
help
wear
anymore.
One of those costumes like those bodybuilder guys wear on Facebook to go into a gym and do like pull-ups.
This is ludicrous.
So do you understand why I don't
her
talk? My
40-year-old boyfriend lives in an old folks home.
Nah.
Okay. Do you think he might be 70 and just lied?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm pissed off now because the dog is the victim in all of this.
Exactly, but that's why I was pissed off too.
No, you weren't. You were pissed off because the lady wouldn't let you.
Yes, but I can't be angry at my mother. She feels bad too. I can't just yell at her
too.
So
don't abandon the dog.
Yeah.
She abandoned the dog. That's why she feels bad.
The only one that makes sense in this story is the dog.
Yeah.
The only dog thing is the victim. I've heard so far that I was like, I get it, was the barking.
Yeah.
I was
you're
like,
alone.
Oh, yeah,
you're
yeah.
lonely. Yeah.
Yeah, you're alone.
And the thing is, where she lives, the old apartment, they don't have too much sympathy
fuck,
for the dog because they're Muslims.
They live in an old folks home. Old people are deaf. They're not going to hear.
Mm. She should, because my dog, for like 2 years when I wasn't allowed, I would sneak her in so nobody would see. She'd live with me.
Yeah.
And go
you
like,
make sacrifices.
She should
for
even
your child.
Buy, you know, on Amazon they sell fake alarm systems, like little shitty alarm systems that if you touch the doorknob, it there's
rings?
A fake bark.
Oh.
So you should buy a fake bark thing, leave the yappy dog all day, and then they go, yeah, we got complaints. Oh yeah, it's my alarm system. It's a fake dog bark.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, that means that you guys were trying to break in. Yeah.
But also we have that's funny. But also we have so do you know the collars that dogs wear when they bark too much?
Yeah.
It shoots a little spray that they don't like the smell. It's like lemon. It's citrusy.
Yeah.
We have that. That's not a torture thing.
I said torture
it's
method.
It's citronella.
Yeah, citronella. There you go.
Delicious.
But
it shoots it in their eyes.
Yeah.
No, in front of their nose. It
and
shoots
up their
it from
ass,
here.
Yeah.
No, because it shoots because they don't like the smell.
Yeah,
but and your then, dog
but,
loves
but
that
it's,
smell.
But it's it's a humane method of dealing with dogs that bark a lot. Yeah.
More humane than abandoning.
And more than that and shocking them. But the thing is, my mother, every time you put that collar on, my dog does the puppy eyes. And my mother feels bad. So she always removes it. But like you're supposed to leave that on if the dog barks a lot. But it's the most humane method that they've discovered that.
Why didn't...
Because, I don't know, she feels bad every time she puts it on.
It's like, I feel terrible, which is why I'm abandoning the dog.
Yeah.
Look,
she's hilarious.
I love this.
We never said
so much. I'm gonna leave him at the SPCA.
We never.
Then I'll go back in a week. Going, what do you mean you gave him to someone else?
Yeah.
We never said she has sound logic. We never said that. I'm just saying because I've yelled at her in the past.
She
as well.
Doesn't even have logic.
Yeah, there's no logic.
There's no
the dog
bad
is
logic.
The victim here. I feel so bad.
I have
dog.
Told her because the dog.
I love Poseidon. The way I'll give him one thing. He is hilarious. The way he was telling the story in the beginning, he avoided the her moving out.
Yeah.
And everything, so it just seemed like wow, that lady
kidnapped.
And he started this with
this
dog napping.
Crazy.
A lady came and took the dog, and it ended with my mom abandoned her kids and the dog.
And he said, "This crazy, she's a crazy bitch.
She seems like the nice, she's taking care of the dog that your mom abandoned.
No, she was until she held it hostage.
And she didn't hold it hostage, the dog's living fine.
No, because it was sad, it was crying.
What are you talking about?
The dog was crying because she.
How would your mom know the dog's crying if she's not here, if she's not there? The dog is only crying when your mom's there, when your mom's leaving. So the lady's like, I don't want this dog to cry anymore. She's happy all the time. He's happy. Let the dog be happy. The dog's happy. Every time you fucking come, you fuck shit up. Either you take it so the dog's happy or you leave with me to be happy. Why would I fuck with the dog's emotions every day and make her sad?
Make an excellent point.
I make an excellent point. Yes, I'm the dog whisperer. Your mom, though, this is how fucked up, this is how much you've stressed throughout your whole life. In one fell swoop, she's like, I'm abandoning everyone. I'm going with this guy. Like, she's meant to, she's like, fuck everyone.
Yeah.
You ruined her, bro.
How's this my fault now?
Your mom is like, you know in movies when people leave their old life and they walk away and they throw a match and the house catches
on
fire?
That's what she did.
That's what she did.
That's
if
what
she
did.
Could burn your fucking brothers alive, she would have.
There's an explosion behind her and she's just walking.
Yeah.
My brother dipped, the youngest one, he dipped a while ago.
Yeah.
During
he felt it. He's like, you're not abandoning me, bitch. I'm going to do it first. He was one of those guys like, you breaking up with me? No, I'm breaking up with you. That's what he did.
Fuck. And the other brother has taken over the old apartement.
Obviously. But that guy's a shit kid too because I wouldn't kick my mom and the dog out. I'd be like, no, stay here. We're going to make it work. That's anyways. At least everyone's happy.
I don't even have all the details. I'm just
you have none of the details.
You have none of the details.
Just 'cause I haven't,
but the overall is insane.
Yeah,
it's the whole right. Like what? Like it's nuts. Do you understand what I mean by like I have a hard time dealing with Guido and the other and Adam.
I'm so happy I got you to move out a few years ago. Because if not, you would have been abandoned by both your parents in one lifetime.
Yeah.
Thank God. That would have fucking set you off. Oh, good thing.
But no, I would have been happy that.
No, you would have been like both of them.
Yeah.
Is it me?
The first one
the
twice.
Yeah.
How much younger is the younger brother?
The youngest one or the young the middle one?
The youngest one. The one that dipped
he's,
first.
He's 22.
Okay. And you're 29 now? So 7 years
younger. Yeah, exactly.
That would have been embarrassing that your little brother moves out before you do.
Oh, yeah.
And he's 7 years younger.
Yeah, that would have been fun. But it didn't happen. Okay. So that dog. So what's the story now? What's going to happen with the dog? Dog belongs to the new woman?
I look, honestly, I'm too tired to get involved, bro.
Okay, I thought we only know about this because
you got
involved.
And now we're all involved.
Now we're all involved.
Yeah,
emotionally
I know, but
invested.
The people but the thing is, but
the people listening are emotionally invested. They want to know what's going to happen to the dog.
But the thing is, she told. Okay, first of all, okay, my mother is a sneaky lady sometimes. Okay, sometimes I'll call just to check up.
Probably overt, but I'll go on.
So sometimes I'll like call and like check up and shit. And what she'll do is she'll ambush you with new details. So you'll
like you do.
Yeah. You have the same method of speaking. Yeah. I love it.
What do you mean?
You have the same
My method. My mom's dog got kidnapped. Yeah. Then 3 seconds later. Yeah, so she moved.
Yeah, yeah. She have the same method. You learned language from her.
No, no. What she does is like, so like I called because...
to say I love you.
To say, hey, what's up and everything and check up. And then she started like, oh, you'll never believe what happened. Oh! I'm like, what?
I love the screaming. It adds to it.
I'm like, what? And then she's like... Oh, this thing with the dog. And then she got me invested. And then she revealed the other information first, kind of like I did. So I freaked out and got angry.
So she lied to you?
Yeah.
And then you lied to us?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all lies.
It's all lies.
No, it's not all lies.
This fucking family. Poseidon.
No, but it's still... hold on. You have to admit, it's still fucked up.
Pseudo-Sidon.
That she wouldn't let her see the dog. Like, your own dog.
I wouldn't let... I'd be like, goddamn, you're safe now, dog.
Yeah, yeah, in the context of what you... The full context, the woman's doing the right thing.
Hold on. We're also worried because she doesn't believe in, like, modern medicine, this lady. I forgot to mention this.
She's not giving the dog Advil anymore.
So hold on. She doesn't believe in like. First of all, she criticizes veterinarians. Like veterinarians are bad people to her.
Okay, I don't call them bad people, but I criticize them too. They've tried to fuck me over.
Yeah, but hold on. But she doesn't believe in modern science and shit. And she's accidentally killed two of her past dogs because she tried to like nourish them back to health, like
with her breast milk.
No, in the natural way.
Breast milk.
So she has like a few dogs buried in the backyard.
A lady that has 11 dogs will have some that die.
Yes, yeah. No, I understand.
Especially if she only gets dogs that are like 14 years old.
No, they were young. They were young when they died.
How do you know that?
Because I know the story. I know the story.
None of these stories seem real, and they always change. So you don't know what you're talking about.
I know what I'm talking about.
Whatever they told you.
You mind your own business.
You gave us your business. You're the one who told us your business.
So we're also worried that, you know, something bad, like she might get hurt, pass away.
Listen,
like,
let me tell you something. That's sick. A load of fucking bullshit.
It's not.
If I'm worried, bro, that some lady's going to kill my fucking dog, I'm not giving her my fucking dog. Yeah. You know how crazy that is?
Yeah. Well, no,
she wasn't worried.
Your mom must have known about the dogs dying.
She did, yes.
So what are you talking about? You're all lunatics.
That's like, look, my neighbor Bill, who's been to court 4 times for pedophilia, not guilty every time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to take care of Jimmy for a couple of weeks.
Hold on. I say the same arguments.
No, you argued us. You just argued us on
it. But hold on. I give the same argument. I'm just explaining to you the situation.
Do you say the same arguments when you tell yourself on your way here, this is what they're going to say? And then I'll have nothing.
No, because I've given her the same arguments. Like, I'm just saying the story as it is, you know? I'm also trying to defend her a little bit because she's my mother.
I know, but in this case, indefensible.
Yeah.
Is defensible if she's like, you know what? I love this dog, but because I've chosen the boyfriend and I've chosen a new life, I can't take care of her. I'd rather she's happy.
No, she could take care.
I'm cool with that. That's that's an adult thing. Yeah. Like, I don't want the dog to be alone and stuff. I want to live with this guy. Like, I'm focusing on my shit. The dog's gonna focus on her shit. I'm not gonna give her the SPCA to kill her. I'm gonna give her to a home with other dogs. Even though it sucks the separation, I can understand. I'd be like, you know what? She wants the dog to be happy. She's giving her the whole in and out, and then like bad, like leaving, and then be like, I didn't leave. Yeah, you did, and all that. That gets annoying. But if she had just been like, you know what? Like a bandaid, rip it off. The dog's gonna live the rest of her days happy.
That's like if your girlfriend left you
and would come back,
and then
every once
she'd
in a while.
Call you every 4 days, going, hey, do you want me to come over? Hey, I'm
and then
some,
leave for a week, and then same thing. You bro, that would drive you crazy.
Yeah, I think the best thing your mom could have done, because this lady might be a crazy lady, instead of giving it to a crazy lady with 19 kids, put a fucking ad on Marketplace looking for family that wants a dog. I'll give you my dog for free. He's super nice.
Yeah. Asians only.
Anyway, so that's...
Are we making any sense or no?
Yeah, but hold on. You try to say that to my mother that is super attached to the dog.
But she's not that attached.
No, she is because she's looking.
She wouldn't have given
it
up.
I wouldn't have never given up the apartment. I would
Do you
have.
Imagine
I'm saying
him?
Me, I'm because I'm
he
super
fucking,
attached.
He's attached. That's what being attached.
Yeah,
to
I was
dog.
Hiding the dog for 2 years so that.
Yeah, but she can't hide the dog. That's the issue.
And she could try.
She has. It's been years.
No, in the new place, but I'm saying I wouldn't have moved out of the old place where I know that I could keep it if I'm there. That's what I'm saying. I would have brought
she
that guy there.
She should have gotten the boyfriend to move in with her.
Yeah.
And then instead of abandoning the dog and look, one of the kids.
There's some details I'm missing here because I haven't gotten involved.
For sure, he doesn't know all the details.
I don't know all the details. So there's some stuff.
Because I guarantee you he would have to sit there for like 3 hours and ask like, wait a second, what about this? What in order to get
exactly.
The whole
story. So there's some stuff.
She omits, like him. Like they both omit.
There's, I'm missing like a lot of stuff. So I don't know what came in order and what came first.
I guarantee you there's stuff she didn't tell him.
So I'm like, I'm just as lost as you guys.
Yeah.
So the way I see it is just like, fuck, like, you know, this whole
situation.
It does
suck. The whole situation sucks. But I'm just saying, because she's in that situation, talk to her about it. If she can't and she's taking too long, at least let the dog live.
Like a guy like Yan that does Suzekut, he fucking loves dogs and he doesn't have a dog.
Because he doesn't have time for it?
Oh, yeah.
No, he wants a dog now. He wants a dog.
Fucking Yan, bro.
Yeah. Oh, I've always loved dogs, but I would be a terrible owner for a dog because I'm never home.
Yan has a house
with a yard.
And Yan works at home. And he only leaves one day a week for Suzekut, but then he could bring the dog
with him
and drop him off at his daughter's house for the day.
Yeah.
Or for the night, and then he brings him.
Yan might actually be a good dog dad.
Yeah.
I'd have to talk to my mom.
Dog dad.
I'd have to talk to my mom, see what she wants. What she's
talk to the real owner. Talk to the new lady.
Yeah.
You know, go right to the source.
Yeah. Why are you? Yeah.
Yeah. Why would you talk to your
mom?
Why
are you asking? That's like, yeah.
Well, because it's still her dog.
If I needed,
it's still my mom's dog.
If me and you were two gay men,
yes.
And I wanted your hand in marriage, and I wanted to be like, ask your parents, I wouldn't ask your dad. He wasn't around. I would ask your mom.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right. Mm-hmm.
Your mom is this dog's your dad.
Yeah.
Is basically what he's saying.
Yeah. Think of Yan.
Do you think your mom goes to see your dog just to tell him that she's going to open up a restaurant somewhere in the country?
No, she thinks it, but hold on. It's because, whether the dog, because here's the thing.
New York because there's money there, dog.
hold on. If the dog lived at my mom's place or this lady's place, it would be the same thing because my mother would still come home and feed her, take care of her, take her out to poop. Because that's what my mother does. Yeah. She still goes and takes care of her from A to Z, everything. You know, just when she's gone.
So this dog doesn't poop for 19 hours?
No, she'll go like in the day, like in between breaks, and she works around the city, like she's, anyways, so.
This must be the worst fucking life for this poor lady that has someone showing up every 20 minutes.
Oh, bro.
And then the dog's barking. And
that is weird.
God damn, you fucking asked me to fucking take care of your dog, and now you're just making my life miserable.
No, when my mother shows up, she doesn't bark.
Your mom, obviously, after. She's a human being. She's not going to start barking. It's just the fact that she's
not my mother barks, but the dog doesn't bark.
But imagine wouldn't you be annoyed if there's this fucking lady coming? You want to chill with your underwear and your dog and play your video games. And then this lady's coming in, grabbing the dog. The dog's barking. You'd be going crazy.
Yeah, but the other lady is cool with it. She was cool with it.
I don't think so. If she was cool with it, she wouldn't kidnap the dog.
You know what you should do? Because you're afraid that...
Check and mate.
Your mom is going to get angry and start yelling. Get your mom one of those citronella necklaces.
No, my mother was sad.
I'll tell you something. We're not mad at you because this is a fun topic because it's not every day. This is a complicated issue.
This is very complicated.
It's not a two-drink minimum problem.
Hold on. Do you see why I don't get involved anymore?
Definitely not a two-drink minimum level problem, but a hilarious Poseidon-level problem.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah. At least your mom... You know what's the worst thing that people used to do? And I think they still do this. I grew up on a farm.
Slavery?
And they'd leave their cats in my yard. Because they'd be like, they have animals. They like animals. So,
give it away.
Like,
that's fucked up. At least,
but cats are easy.
At least 3-4 times a year, there'd be a box in the driveway, and we'd open it up, and there'd be a cat or four cats or whatever.
Oh, 3-4 times a year. Yeah, that's fucked up.
We always had more than 20 cats that lived in the barn. And then my dad would feed them twice a day.
In Tunisia, they're everywhere. Greece, there's cats and dogs everywhere, and they live their lives. They eat.
But the cats in Greece are gangster though.
Yeah, and Tunisia too. It's not like here. They don't, here they would round them up. Here they treated them like escaped slaves. Like here, they, here they found animals here. Yeah, they castrate them, they kill them. In the SPC, the SPC is not always good, but the SPC is kind of fucked up. Mm. In Greece, at least now, that's what I noticed, because a lot of laws, if they catch you torturing an animal, they go crazy.
But also, so it's nice. It's nice weather for animals, like cats, they're to be outside all the time.
The saddest thing, I've never gotten people that do this. Like, if your cat, you want to abandon your cat, you figure I'll leave him in a farm, he'll be free or whatever. You can do that. It's a weird thing to do, but when you do that for a cat that's been declawed,
ooh, you're fucked.
Yeah, they're that fucking like
they can't hunt.
My the first house I bought, my wife used to always feed the. We had this weird lady two doors over that had like 11 cats or 14 cats, and they'd always escape. But they'd escape, but then they'd just stay in the neighborhood. So my wife started feeding them so that they wouldn't have to go back to that crazy lady's house. And a lot of them were declawed. Like, I saw a cat once fuck up another cat. He only had the back claws, and he was just fighting. Like, it was a very bizarre way to fight.
But just with his back claws.
Yeah, he was still able to defend himself. And I was like, God damn, this motherfucker is gangster.
I heard they're stopping the declawing thing soon, because it used to be like a common thing. Yeah. But now they're like, oof, maybe we
fucked up. Because of the furniture,
What?
That's the furniture.
That's why people were doing it.
That's why people would declaw the cats. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You think? Did you think at first when you heard because it was a furniture, you thought it was a furniture lobby that were like, we're gonna sell more couches?
Yeah.
I was like, what? These fucking dirty cats can break everything.
Speaking of furniture, you know how dumb Leon's is?
How dumb,
bro? I'm gonna change the subject because Poseidon's getting stressed out too. But he's gonna love this. This is a Poseidon situation. Poseidon, listen to this.
See, I'm listening.
So I needed for a while, like, you know, living room, like a TV stand, just to upgrade, just to have a better TV stand. This one's breaking. So a little dresser in the bedroom. So I go online at Leon's, and I placed the order. The only thing I did by accident is I ordered two dressers instead of one.
Oh.
So I send a message, and I say, hey, can you just get rid of one, refund one, and the rest of the order is good. I go to the chatbot. They didn't know what's going on. So then they finally call me yesterday. They call me up. While I was at the studio, they called me up, and he's like, yeah, we're just confirming the order. We're bringing it on Friday. Okay, just for the order, I ordered by accident an extra dresser. I don't need it. Can you just, before you send it, can you just cancel that and give me another order? He's like, I can't do that, he goes, but once I send you an email confirmation in a few minutes that the order's through, then you call the place in Dorval, Leon's, and they could do it easy. They're just going to cancel and refund you. And I said, okay. And then I start to live with in my head. I go, they're probably going to not cancel anything, send me everything, but I'll find a way. It wasn't the end of the world. I'll find a place for the dresser.
Yeah.
So the guy's like, in 3 minutes, you're getting confirmation. Call them. Like, okay, I wait. I get an email confirmation. The email confirmation was, we've canceled your full order.
Sounds like a furniture store.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? Well, I guess who's not getting my business. Like, they're the dumbest fucking dummies. They're so stupid.
Yeah.
They're so fucking stupid.
They probably have, because they're a furniture store, they probably have garbage point of sale systems. That's
Like I look, and then my credit card, like they took the money out. I guess they're going to refund the whole thing, like, you know, it's pending order. And I was like, what the fuck? What a bunch of idiots.
There was there was a company that I worked for that you had to refund everything. Like, you had to, like, if you had to, basically, it was made so complicated for people to like get refunded that you would have to like cancel the whole order and the bill and shit, and then they'd have to repay. It seems like something
I even
like
offered
that.
I even told on the phone, is it easier if I cancel everything and then rebuy? He's like, no, of course not. He goes, I'm just gonna confirm everything, and then the second you get the confirmation email, call them up and just tell them to remove that one, the refund. They're like, easy. And then he just canceled everything.
Yeah, that's a terrible
And now they lost the full order. I'm gonna go look at another, maybe Broad Martin, or I'm gonna go look somewhere else.
Yeah,
but it's just so stupid.
Just go to IKEA.
No. That's what I had first. It breaks down, bro.
Yeah.
No, hold on. I have an IKEA dresser. Yeah. Well, I sold it. I had an IKEA dresser.
Okay, so stop talking. You don't have it.
But hold on. It still
IKEA
matters.
IKEA dressers are very solid if you never move them.
Exactly.
As soon as you move it once, it becomes fucking wild. Like in my bedroom, I still have IKEA furniture, but I had to fucking put X's in the back. Like I put pieces of wood to make them, like, I had to rebuild my fucking IKEA furniture.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Fuck that.
But because I had the one that I lived when I lived at my mom's place, I took it to the new place and it was fine.
I don't know what fine is, though. I have to see. Your fine, my fine might be different. Yeah.
Oh, the only
different
thing is, because standards of water damage at the bottom, some of the wood had the.
But it's still fine. Yeah. Like, there's just.
We have two different fines.
And the back thing
there's
that held it close together was
removed.
It wasn't removed, but it was flapping a little bit.
It's not fine. Yeah. It's not fine.
But
it's
the drawers worked fine.
It's not fine.
And it wasn't wobbly. It wasn't wobbly at all.
It's not fine.
It wasn't wobbly at all.
So you could have just said it's a garbage thing. Like, see, my thing that I solidified, the rails stopped working, so I took the rails out. So now I can still open and close the drawers.
No rails.
But it's like in the old days, because in the old days, old furniture didn't have rails.
Yeah.
It was just solid wood, but it was good wood. Yeah. It was good wood and it was varnished. But now fucking IKEA wood is just fucking garbage wood and there's no varnish. So like I just have to accept that my bottom drawer is just full of shavings.
Yeah, it's just done. Yeah.
The issue is that they use wood chipped wood. So what they do is they they take wood chips and they mash it together. Yeah. They mash it together.
Let's start us. Let's get Jason to edit that and just make a song.
You know how we think though? I'm cutting you off because you're going nowhere. You know how we think like modern furniture is garbage, but in the old days, like people knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
I have a thing in my country house. There was a dresser that my great, I don't know how many, and they weren't that great, but like they were all right. From the 1800s bought, and it was just cardboard that was painted.
God damn.
Yeah. It's a garbage, and you can't tell. Like when I first got it, I was like, this is fucking nice. My dad was like, this is garbage. But you open it and the inside was cardboard. So it was probably whenever they discovered cardboard for the first
time.
This
is awesome.
They're like, goddamn, if we squish paper together and fucking paint it, it's kind of like wood.
Oh my god. So anyways, I needed like those to apply. It's like I need new ones, you know, because it's fucked up. So that's what happened. That's what happened with Leon's. They sent my money back, so I don't know where to go now.
Go to the Brick on Acadie.
Remember when we had the situation with the Brick? Should I go back to the Brick? Remember we got into a fight with them?
That was in Laval.
It depends, like what a dresser. There's Struktube, I don't know how you say it in English, is inexpensive and good quality for everything except for couches.
Okay. Wait, is Struktube? Oh, Struktube is the place where they try to sell me a couch by piece. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
This was the funniest thing ever. It wasn't even a couch. It was a seat. It was a seat to have in my office. Just a little seat so anybody could sit. I didn't need to spend a lot. And so I had a price tag on it. It was like, I don't know, $97, $150, whatever it was. So I'm like, I want this. Like, okay. So he goes to the cash, bro, scans it. I was like, okay. And then kept scanning this, scan that, scan like 5-6 items. And it was like a couple $100 after. It was like $400-$500. And I go, bro, what are you doing? Why are you scanning other shit? I just want that couch. He's like, yeah. He's like, the seat. He's like, yeah, the seat comes in pieces. So one leg costs this much, the other leg costs this, the hand costs. And I look at him and go, are you fucking kidding me? That's who's retarded. Buying one leg? This is the most retarded thing I ever saw in my life. He's like, that's how it's done. I go, I'm a fucking buy. Are you got me? $600. Yeah. It's a little seat. You fucking crazy. Yeah. I go to him. Who sells it piecemeal?
Oh.
Yeah, this was on Jean Talon.
You should look at the Kijiji.
No.
Also.
No, don't get used.
No. I'm not going to get used. I want someone to bring it new there. Yeah. No problems. I'm gonna find
because there you can find is some there. I got lucky during the pandemic. I bought like really cool steel kitchen chairs.
Nice.
It was a guy that his because of the pandemic his business his furniture business went bankrupt. Fuck. And he had like all kinds of stock and shit.
So that's
for like
news.
Super cheap.
That's great news.
So you can find something like that.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go to another store. See what happens.
So how did you find him? You were driving Kijiji. On the bridge, and he was
no. He had
like
ads.
Sir, before you jump.
Free drum. What's that dresser next to you?
No, but he rented a
warehouse.
No.
You know what this sounds
unit?
Like?
Yeah, there you go. Big storage unit. And
this man did not have a furniture store.
Nope.
This man stole a truck.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
That sounds so fucking.
You describe truck that.
Allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
And then I saw him 4 months after his fucking TV business went out of
business.
His TV store went out of business.
Do you know him well? He's my father. The man of business. Oh, we didn't say it last time, but because you flew, so I got to know.
Yeah.
Have you seen a lot of people going? This is the thing that fucked me on the planes. People going to the bathroom barefoot.
Oh, I didn't see anyone.
I saw multiple people, and every time I was getting more angry, more disgusting. There's piss everywhere in that bathroom.
Yeah.
And they're going in. So I see people with socks, and I'm like, this is they're going to put their socks in their shoes. That's carrying with them. And then I start seeing barefoot people. I go, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Animals. 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 Yeah. The excuse is, you know, I'm tired. So I take off my shoes. Okay, put your shoes on when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Am I the only one who thinks it's disgusting?
No, everyone thinks that's disgusting.
But then why are the people that do it?
Yeah.
Because they're animals.
Animals. Well, they don't know how to live.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. I don't even remove my shoes like even if I'm uncomfortable, like I will not remove my fucking shoes.
I get my foot out of them, but I leave them in them.
So you can be comfy.
Yeah. So I'm kind of, you know, halfway in.
Well, if I'm sitting in a normal chair, I can't do it anyway because there's no room for me.
Yeah.
But if I have some leg room, I normally don't take... Like, I started wearing comfy running shoes just so I could be...
I think the most peace. I've ever done is untie my shoelaces. That's it, just to be more comfortable. I think that's the most. And that, too, I was like, ugh.
I was really happy, though, because I have a bunch of Aeroplan points, you know, the Air Canada whatever frequent flyer program. And they changed a couple of years ago. It was really worthwhile. But now it's fucking garbage. You don't get flights. You used to get like first class flights, Montreal, Europe for like 25,000 points or 50,000 points. But now it's like 300,000 points, so it's impossible. And the I don't have that many points. But I realized now what they do, you can pay half in points, half money. And they're super cheap. So I got, when I went to Florida, I got a first class ticket day of. Like if I would have bought first class ticket day of, it would have cost me like $3,000-$4,000. Cost me $300. $300 and like 20,000 points, which is nothing. 20,000 points, I get that in 2 months on my credit card.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so it was super cheap.
That's
super
amazing.
Cheap. Yeah.
You could fly anywhere.
Yeah. When I realized that, like for Olivier's fight in November.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to, instead of paying for tickets, I'm going to like half pay, half use points.
Holy. Yeah, because you accumulated points.
Yeah, I have like 300,000 or 400,000.
You can't give the official location yet though, eh?
No,
we can't. Okay.
No, and even Olivier is pretending like he doesn't know, but he's the one who told me.
I'm kind of glad though that it wasn't the other option overseas because it was like a nightmare.
And I got when you were out of town, I bought a table for Kim Clavel's next fight.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah.
In Laval, Place Belle.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's gonna be good. It's a unification WBO and WBC flyweight championship.
She's close, bro. She went to Laval to check out. I saw her photos. I got to get her on the French cast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask her.
She'd be good. She's questions. Funny.
Yeah,
she's
yeah. No, funny. I saw it with Jean Thomas.
Yeah, yeah. She's funny. She's a really sweet girl.
Yeah, that's why it's fun to see her punch people in the face.
Yeah, and she's 5 feet tall. It's crazy how much violence is in that little body.
Oh, dude, violence is everywhere. Yeah. His dad's a little man. He was hitting people with nunchucks.
Yo, the other day I was at my dad's. Well, the other day, a while ago, like a few months ago, I was at my dad's place and he made makeshift nunchucks.
I love your dad,
bro. Because he goes, I went to go buy nunchucks. He goes, and they don't make them like they used to. So I swear to God,
he wants to make nunchucks great again.
He bought.
He's a ninja version of MAGA.
He bought two pieces of wood.
His NAGA.
Makeshift. Yeah. Attached a really powerful chain, he goes. And he put a screw that goes all the way through on the other piece of the wood. And then he attached like a piece of metal on the other end. So it acts as like another blunt force weapon.
Jesus, and the chain is super strong. That is so like violent.
So like he can fight. He goes, if I hit somebody, it won't break off. Because he goes, the other ones you could hit somebody and they would break off.
Who is your dad angering?
I don't know, bro.
How? That's crazy. Because I watched last week, I said I watched a series of Dahmer. And he was the craziest murderer I've ever seen in my life. And he's less violent.
Yeah.
Like, at least he was just fucking hitting people with a drill.
Yeah. I watched Cobra Kai and they mostly use their hands.
Yeah.
And they're all lunatics. By the way, Cobra Kai, I don't know what season it is now, but I started watching the latest one. that show should just be called Misunderstandings. Yeah. Everyone's fighting over misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Why are you on that side? I'm not on that side. I saw you talking to them. Let's fight. Like, it's like, oh, bro, just talk it out. Talk it out.
Yeah. The latest season, though, I'm happy that the blonde guy, I forget what his name is.
The long-haired guy?
No, the...
Oh, the main guy. The main Cobra Kai guy. Yeah, I like him.
He's amazing.
He's hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah. When he's Ubering.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
He's bringing people cold stuff, one-starring.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's funny.
Oh, you hear that siren?
Yeah.
Do you think your mom stole her dog?
You should. I hope they're driving with that siren on and they're calling someone. They're like, what is this?
You know what was fucked up this week? Like when I was in Florida, we didn't talk about it much last week. But I have a friend that had told me years ago, when you have too many things, everything breaks and then it just gets annoying. And that's how I felt with my fucking, like I have three houses right now. But I've only been at the Longueuil house, and it sounds weird complaining about having three houses. But when I went to my country house, when you went to Greece, I was like, I'll go relax. And I went to the country house, and fucking the four-wheeler didn't work. And I had a couple of things, and I had to fix everything myself. And then I was like, I'm sick of this fucking bullshit.
So fuck they don't it. Work because they weren't getting the usage they're supposed to?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like someone that has five cars. There's one car you use that works fine, but the other ones are all fucking shit.
Yeah.
And my friend had told me years ago, he was like, if you buy another house, don't, like, he was talking about like a country house. He was like, don't get a motorboat. Don't get a four-wheeler. Don't just buy a bike. Buy a fucking canoe. Buy shit that doesn't
break. Because everything
else can break. Yeah. And I was like, what a fucking idiot.
That hippie.
Yeah, fucking communist.
Whatever you say, but, fag, and you hang up.
But then I was like, fuck. And I was trying to fix a four-wheeler when you're not a mechanic is fucking hard as shit.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, yeah. And I had
to call a real man.
And there was no, like, usually there's YouTube tutorials, but now I had Daniel Grenier on the phone, and he was like, yeah, you open it up and you turn a screw. And then I was like, I was turning a screw, but everything was turning, like the tube was turning. So I was holding the tube and turning, and I didn't realize the tube was part of the screw. So then I ended up unscrewing the thing totally. And then I was like, What do I do? I accepted. I was like, I'm gonna abandon my four wheeler.
Finally,
my neighbor, because my neighbor's like an old guy that fucking he's like a handy guy. He was like, no, we'll do this, and then he helped me and he fixed it. And then I was like, fuck it, I just want to leave. I want to go to Florida. Got to Florida. I hadn't been in Florida in 2 years, and everything in my apartment was wrecked. Like everything, because it's so fucking humid there. So the TVs had there was too much water in the TVs. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like I couldn't turn the TVs on.
It's not properly insulated.
No, it is. It's just Florida is so fucking humid that you gotta leave the AC on like kind of strong. And whenever people we'd rent it to people and they'd go. And I think when they'd leave it, they'd be like, I'm not going to leave it at fucking like 60. I'll put it up to 75. That's why it's comfortable. But 75 isn't enough to get rid of the humidity.
Oh,
so fuck. When I got in the apartment, I showed up at 2 a.m. Fucking grocery stores were closed. And then I show up and it stunk like shit. And I was like, God damn, am I going to fucking like breathe black mold? And I went to bed. It was just disgusting. So then,
only white mold for you.
Yeah, only. I'm very, yeah. Whenever I'm with mold, I always do this sign. I got my white mold sign. But yeah, so the first day I was just trying to get rid of the fucking smell. I got rid of the smell, then got rid of the humidity.
But then after he left, what else did
you
do?
And then fucking had to change TVs. I had to fucking change a garbage disposal.
That's insane to
me. My garbage disposal was full, and
I can't do any of this shit.
Neither can I. One of Marie's friends had told us we'd given her the condo for a week, and she was like, "Yeah, the garbage disposal is broken." And when she told me that, I was like, "Yeah, okay, so don't use it. Who cares? Like, it's who cares?" But the way she found out it was broken is she put in all her fucking food,
so it was stuck.
And then it didn't. she flipped the switch and nothing worked. So it was full of like rotten food
in
there.
But
no, it didn't smell. But Drano. The only thing is, when I turned on my my dishwasher, the dishwasher outlet goes into the garbage disposal and then to the sewer. So since it was blocked, it had just come up. So then I started washing my dishes and I saw the water rise and I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. So then I got a vase and I was just like scooping out the water from one thing into the other. And I was like, God damn, this isn't relaxing.
That's the opposite of relaxing.
Yeah, it's horrible. But then I finally got everything fixed. It took me like 4 days. And then I was like, okay, this is the best place in the world. But it was just horrible. It was fucking horrible.
God, it stressed me out.
Like one of my TVs, because I wanted to rent, whenever I go to Florida, I rent like cool cars. And I rented a, I wanted to rent a car that was super cheap. And I rented a Porsche Boxster. Because Porsche Boxsters look like real Porsches, but they drive like fucking Mazda Miatas.
Okay.
And I'd never driven one. I didn't know how shitty they were.
Is that bad?
But it was really bad. But it was only $99 a day to rent.
Oh, fuck.
$99, which is fucking cheap, like for a cool looking car.
Yeah.
But you can't. It makes the same noise as a real Porsche, but it's super slow, and everything.
Was it a 4 or 6?
It was a piece of shit. It was a 2. I don't know.
Like, I'm talking about the engine.
I don't know. I didn't look at the engine. It was just a... It was really slow. Like, because at first, when I got on the highway, I was like, this is a fucking Porsche. So I saw there's a car coming. I was like, this is a Porsche. I'll just floor it. And then I was like,
you almost got killed.
Oh,
and then I was
shit.
Like, God damn, God. Then there was a sport button. I hit that. And that just made it make more noise, but it didn't go fast.
Oh, no.
And then, but.
You were like the poor man's rich guy.
It's like my Honda Accord. Yeah. When I fill the tank on my Honda Accord, I can't get on the highway as fast as I could when it's at like half.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the weight?
Because of the weight, yes.
No.
I swear to God, bro.
God damn.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like when people beat me at the red light, it's like, oh, you lucky bastard, I'm at a full tank.
Fuck. Yeah, my thing with the Boxer, the thing I didn't like too, is usually a convertible, there's like a window in the back that you can look like to see if there's someone coming. But this thing has a thing that goes over your head.
So you can't see?
So you can't see.
Oh, yeah, because it's a fucking, it's just the, oh, what's it called? It's just the roof that comes off, basically.
Yeah. So then when you're looking to see if you're getting on the highway, you look this way, and all you see is your fucking, a wall.
Oh, that's absurd.
So then you're kind of looking. So every time, and the guy, the way he had tinted the windows on the side, fucking like limousine black, like so you couldn't see out. So I had to.
He's trying to kill you.
I had to keep the window down, the windows down, even when with the top was up and it was raining. But it was just fucking crazy.
What year was this?
It's
just happened.
Yeah,
no. What year was the car? The car.
It's an older car. It's a 2000. I think it was 2016.
Yeah, but
2016. But yeah, so when I saw my TVs didn't work, I was like, I'll buy a TV, like a smaller TV for one of the bedrooms, and I'll put it in the fucking
living room.
But to get it from the Porsche from the Target to my condo, I was like, I'll put it in the Porsche. I'll just stand it up like on the seat. But I didn't realize it was a little too big. I bought a 43-inch model, and it wouldn't fit on the seat. So I had to put it kind of like on the rack to hold the drink.
Oh my
and
god!
And on the armrest. So it was there, and it was fucking like it was way like super high.
It's just popping out. You look like Mr. Bean.
So I had to put my hand on my the windshield and put my elbow like to lean it up because I couldn't hold it.
Bro, you're like Mr. Magoo.
Because I was like this. I don't think I'm strong enough if there's wind. But if I'm like this, like it's gonna break my arm. So it's not. I'm gonna be okay. But I started driving, and then I felt like droplets. And I was is it fucking raining? And I was like, oh, fuck, if it rains, I'm just going to leave the TV here. And it didn't rain. I was so lucky.
Dude,
But you know how fucking cheap TVs are?
TVs are cheap now. I saw that too.
I bought a 43-inch LG TV, like a smart TV. $199. $199 fucking dollars. Yeah. And then I looked. For the living room, I'm going to get a 65-inch. 65-inch is $500.
But it used to be 65 inches were like 2,000.
Yeah. It was nuts. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's because the technology is so like not advanced.
But also they make them shit. They make them so shitty
that my fucking, someone forgot to turn the AC down to 70.
And it died.
And my TV drowned. My TV fucking drowned.
Fucking Florida. So we have to go record episodes in Florida.
Yeah. I think this winter I'm gonna be there a lot of the time.
So we're gonna have a couple that we'll record for there.
Nice. Yeah.
The thing that sucks about Florida, I thought, because you always hear like it's the state that doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I was surprised at how many people were wearing masks, like at the store. I go to the store.
Tourists?
I don't know. I wouldn't ask them, but they like you just see like random people. I don't think they were tourists because there was no tourists in September. Is just
it dies
Floridians.
Out.
Yeah.
Oh, people are worried.
I just pictured you just aggressively asking, "Why are you a tourist?"
I don't know. It's like I'd be like, "Are you a tourist, you?"
Yeah.
What? You live here? Or you're here on vacation? Why don't you ask the fucking question, bro? What's the big deal?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I realize though, I'm like, there's a resort near where I live that's amazing. And they have the reason why I find it amazing. They have a lazy river. Have you ever been in one of those?
No, those are nice.
Oh, you just float in a fucking like an inner Greek tube, and then it pushes you around. So you do like a little circuit, and
it sounds like fun.
It is.
It's
very
so fun. It's so relaxing. And I used to go there all the time. And the way I'd get in, you had to stay at the hotel to stay there. So I stayed at the hotel there once, and I stole four towels. And now then I'd go back with the towels. So I just show up. I'm wearing my swim trunk, and I got the clever towels.
So
and
like then, he's from here.
Yeah, they're like, this guy is from here. So then I'd get on the inner tube, and then I'd float, and then I'd have my wet towel. And then I'd take it out, and in the lobby, I'd shove it in my bag and then just go back home. But the last time I was in Florida, that hotel had they put a wave machine in and another thing, like kind of a theme park type thing.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, oh, this is cool, but the security is going to get a little tighter if
they're spending more money.
That's
funny.
And then I saw during the pandemic, they started charging people now for day passes because they realized people like me were coming in. So now they charge $55 a day pass. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. I'm not paying $55.
How much is a room? 40.
Yeah. So, yeah. But I went in and I brought my towel and I was afraid. Like I'm walking in with my towel and I was like, I hope they didn't change the towels because I'll look like a buffoon.
Oh, that would be amazing.
But they didn't. But now they had security guys at everything. So I was like, oh, fuck.
They're gonna check your
so
card.
So I stopped at the bar, and it was written, "You need your card all the time." And the thing I do whenever I'm alone, or I tell Marie to do when we were together, I'd be like, "You go in first, and I'll be sitting at a bar outside the thing. Go in, and with your shitty English, if they talk to you, go, I don't understand. He have the carte. And then I'll just be like this, and they'll point, they'll go over, and I'll wave like a fucking like a buffoon. But now I was alone, so I was like, I have no one to wave at. But I figured I was like, I'll just buy a drink at the bar. And the way they work, the outside bar is glasses, and the inside bar, inside the section that you have to pay, it's plastic, so you don't drop it in the pool. So I ordered a drink, and I asked the guy, I was like, can I get a plastic glass? And he's like, no, that's just for over there. And I was like, fuck, I'm super clumsy. I keep dropping. I drop my shit all the time. So if you don't mind, like, I'm sorry, but I'm going to drop this. And then he was like, okay. And then he dropped the thing, and I was like, thank you. And then I went in, and it was amazing. I was so happy. I was like, God damn, I should do tutorials. But if I do tutorials, then they're not going to do it. Yeah, it was the best. The only thing that fucking sucked was...
You look like a John McClane of this shit.
Yeah. I have a thing that I used to put around my neck to put my cell phone and to put my money. And now I didn't have that. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to be in the lazy river and someone might steal my shit.
Oh, that would scare
me. Yeah. So what I did, I put a bit of money, and I only had one card, and I kept one card in my pocket.
Just in case.
Yeah.
I had that when we were at the beach. My wife's like, why do you keep looking back at our stuff? I go, because these fucking gypsies, someone's gonna steal my shit. And every time somebody would walk by, I would just stop in the water and be looking like this. Yeah. And sometimes they're getting too close, I start walking out. And so I'm like an old man. I'd be like, hey, and they're like, what? I go, get the fuck away from my stuff. And the guy's like, I'm not getting your stuff. I'd be super, super proud because there's so many gypsies too.
Gypsy kids. It's Greece.
Yeah, you get, in Europe, you get stolen way more. Yeah. Like in Florida, it's all, no one cares. It's all tourists that don't give a fuck.
I was too aggressive for anyone to steal. Like, I'd really, like, whenever a gypsy would be like, hey, can I have, I need this. I go, I don't need your story, gypsy. Keep moving. I was very, only gypsies. If it was homeless people, I'd give them change. But gypsies, I'd be like, get out of here. I don't want to hear your fucking stories.
Hold on, what's the difference?
Well, gypsies are gypsies. It's the clan. It was a fucking... Like, that's how they want to live. And then there's homeless people who are down their luck. I'll help the homeless people. Yeah, the gypsy can fuck off.
Florida homeless are... Like, I always give to homeless here, and I gave to homeless there, too. Yeah. But here, usually, if you give them money, they realize you gave them money. But there, I think everyone treats them like garbage. So I'd always give 20s, which is fucking good. Like, an American 20 is, like, almost 30 bucks.
It's like a Canadian 80.
Yeah. So, but every time, I'd give them money, but they wouldn't finish their... It was like they were working in telemarketing.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, can you help me, sir? I really need help. I'm down on my luck. And I'd give them money. They'd be like, I haven't eaten in 3 days. And I was like, you have 20 in your fucking hand. Go eat.
Yeah, no, the way it was with the gypsies, because people too would freak out because not all the people give them, like, change, like tourists would mostly. But with the gypsies, they have, like, little tricks. Like, for example, when you're eating, the rose gypsy comes.
There'll be, like, two or three around. Yeah,
so try to sell you a rose, right? So this one gypsy, I was there, and I was like, we're sitting, we're eating, and she's like, you want to buy a rose for your girlfriend or whatever? I go, I don't want to buy a fucking... And I was like, I don't want to buy a rose, keep walking. And then she's like, maybe she wants to go. She doesn't want a fucking rose. I go, keep walking, gypsy. Like, I don't like the gypsies. And then she's like, oh, and then
did you call her gypsy?
Yeah. And then I'm very aggressive with gypsy. And then I go, how about this? I go, because I had a 2 euro. I had the 2 euro. I go, I'll give you a 2 euro right now. Just fuck off. I don't want to see you. And she's like, oh, but if you give me a 2 euro, I have to give you the rose. And then I'm like, I'm not taking the fucking rose. I go, this is what you can do. I go, if you were smart at business, this is what I told in front of sitting there with my wife. I go, if you were smart at business, you would take the 2 euro, take the fucking rose, go sell to some dumb tourist down there and make another 2 euros or whatever you're going to make off a second, off the same rose. I go, no, but I have to give it to you because it's the way. I go, it's not the way. I go, you know what it is? I go, you're going to leave this fucking rose because you want me to walk around with the fucking rose or her. So then other gypsies think that we're marks because we have the fucking the rose. So they could try to sell us or rob our shit. I go, I was a fucking born yesterday, gypsy. Take the fucking euros and leave. And then she panicked. She took 2 euros, left the rose on the table. And then I left there. I go, leave. We're not taking this fucking rose. That's a mark. It's just to show other gypsies that you can be fooled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking gypsies, bro. They're not going to pull a fast one on me. Anyways, now I have a curse on me. But yeah, it's fucking gypsies, bro. It's crazy. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah, they tried to pull the same shit with me also a while ago. Like years ago.
What?
The rose thing? That's classic.
Yeah, the rose is...
Yeah, they do that to everyone that's ever been anywhere.
Yeah.
I like that you're like, you know what? Fucking small world.
No, but that's not how I meant it. I'm just saying.
I've been through it, bro.
I was at a restaurant once. You're not going to believe this. Fucking lady came, tried to sell me a fucking rose.
Yeah, it's to show that you're a mark.
I love when they're... Because usually if they're good at what they do, they'll find couples. Yeah. But I remember once I was in Spain with Michelle. So Michelle Mann. So we're two dudes. And me, Michelle, and a guy named Louis that was doing a documentary on me, we're there. And a lady was like, do you want to buy a rose? And I was like, yeah, we're three fucking guys. We're obviously like, you look at us. We don't look like, it's not a couple and our gay friend. We're fucking three guys.
It's a throuple.
We're fucking North Americans just talking loud. And I was like,
everyone jerks their friends off by the pool, lady. I don't know.
But, and then I ended up, so I guess we did look like Mars. I ended up buying like a lot of her flowers just to give to Michelle, so he'd have to walk around with them.
That's
so
oh,
he
that's
had
funny.
Like
oh, he
seven,
like a big mark,
like seven yeah. or eight flowers.
He was a whale.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going.
Listen, funny. If you like these kind of stories, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you want to start your own podcast, booking podcaststudio at gmail.com is a website, or pantelscomedy.com, and you can find the link over there. It's much easier. Mike Ward is online. MikeWard.ca is the website to catch him on tour. His French tour is finishing up right now, and the English one will be starting shortly. But check out Sous-Écoute if you speak French, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Patreon.com/Sous-Écoute. Sign up today. The Poseidon 69 right over there. Twitter and Instagram, or find all his links on Linktree, Linktree.com/IamPoseidon. Check out my stuff on Patreon.com/Pantelis. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.